The Air India management has agreed to reinstate the sacked staff. 25 cabin crew of Air India Express are being reinstated. 25 protesting Air India Express staff were sacked, is what the management says. Issues raised by the crew will be addressed. A solution was reached after marathon talks. The crew had refused to return till staff reinstated. The crew were reinstated. That's now been resolved. The crew crisis led to 85 flight cancellations on day two and more than 175 flights cancelled over a period of 2 days. So what exactly is the inside story over there? Joining us now, a very special guest, Girish Chandra Arya, the All India Secretary of the Bharatiya Mazdoor Sangh, which actually was part of the negotiating process. Nidhi Chapekar, a former air hostess with Jet Airways. Sanjay Lazar, an aviation expert with us. And Captain Mohan Ranganathan, air safety expert. Also Shankar Agarwal, former Secretary, Labour and Employment, Government of India. Let me come across to you first, Mr. Arya. Is it completely resolved now? Because if I go through that document, it says that the airline is going to actually review the conditions of each person who was involved in this. So I'm just trying to ask you, is it all over?
Thank you very much. Actually, I'm traveling in metro, and I don't have my hands free also. So some disturbance is there. But I attended the Chief Labour Commissioner's conciliation proceeding today on behalf of Bharatiya Mazdoor Sangh. So issue was very much important and highlighted. So we had 5 hours meeting, and four senior officers of Air India Express and Air India were present there. So I'm happy to tell you that the matter has been solved in a very...
All right, sorry, we've lost that sound with him. We'll try and get it back. Sanjay Lazar has been also tracking these developments. Sanjay, could you tell us about how things proceeded in these talks?
Well, first of all, Vishnu, thank you for having me on your show. It's a very pleasing development to see that, you know, both sides have shook hands and resolved this matter. You know, having been on both sides, for me, it's you know, very, very happy moment, because I like to believe that, you know, unions and the company should be able to talk to each other. But, it was a long thread of, you know, over the last 24, 36 hours that we watched it play out in the media, as well as, you know, on the ground. So many 100, 200 odd flights canceled over 2 days. You know, there were rumors. Somebody said 100 crew sick. Somebody said 200. Bottom line is services were affected. Passengers were affected. And, you know, what I consider perhaps the most successful airline after IndiGo in the last 20 years was affected. You know, Air India Express has been profitable and has done so well all these years. So it was affected. The Air India image was affected. And I'm so happy that, you know, the HR of Air India and Air India Express, you know, took the steps as should have been. And so did the union. You know, my congratulations to the BMS and the unions. And the people of Air India and Air India Express, because we need peace in the skies, because we have to take on Emirates and all these other carriers. This was a marathon session, so compliments to the CLC. I've been in aviation 38 years, Vishnu, and I've, you know, been on both sides of many, many strikes. I've not seen, a situation from, you know, agitation to closure in less than 36 hours ever in my life. So this is a record of sorts. If the labor machinery in India can work like this, God help, you know, we'd be in a happier place.
All right. Well, we've got some official statements coming in right now from Air India Express. They say, and I quote, "We are pleased with the progress we made at the conciliation meeting and welcome our cabin crew colleagues back at work." So that sort of resolves it. "This will help us swiftly restore our flight schedule and fulfill our commitments to our guests. I'm told that'll take 3 to 4 more days. We sincerely apologize to those inconvenienced by these unintended disruptions. It is not in keeping with our usual service standards. We'll review it internally to ensure accountability. As we gradually bring our operations back to normalcy, we urge our guests booked to fly with us to check their flight status before heading to the airport." I just wanted to go across to Shankar Agarwal, a former Secretary of Labour and Employment with the Government of India. Mr. Agarwal, you know, these talks don't really happen successfully very fast. The fact that this did take place, it was indicative of a very determined effort. How difficult do these talks sometimes get?
You see, there will always be difference of opinion between the labor and the management. However, it is expected that they'll sit together across the table and sort out their issue. Whenever they are unable to sort out their issue, then the government comes in. And that's why the labor commissioner came in and he was able to broker peace. Idea is basically that one should not take the other side for a ride, whether they are employee or whether they are the management. Here, the employees, they resorted to some kind of a wild strike that I personally feel should not have been done. They should have sit across, or if they had some problem, they should have raised the level. They should have gone to the labor commissioner or the competent authority in the labor department. And now, finally, they were able to sit together and they were able to sort out their differences. And now everything is all right. But what are the takeaway? Takeaway that we should take the interest of the nation and the people as the supreme, and taking care of our own vested interest, number one. And number two, whenever possible, we must make all effort to resolve our issues, resolve our differences through dialogue and discussion, and not through the threat of a strike or going away from the world. This is not the correct way of doing things.
Captain Mohan Ranganathan, it is interesting. In their statement, the airline has said that they will review the situation internally to ensure accountability. So in as much as these cabin crew members are being brought back into the airline, there will be questions and answers expected, right? It's not just going to go away like that for those who chose not to operate flights or be on flights.
Vishnu, thank you for having me. But to start with, like you say, it is not going to go away. Now, if you look at the merger, as Sanjay had pointed out, out of the four airlines, Air India Express was the only one which was making a profit. And Vistara had built up a name for themselves. They had a reputation of excellent service. They never had to, even though they were building up, they've turned into black recently. But in the merger, what is happening is, Air India Express, from what I hear from people who are there, is that they are being sidelined by Air Asia, which is actually a loss-making venture. And all the top management positions in Air India Express are with Air Asia. And the same way, Vistara is getting a stepmotherly treatment from the Air India management. If you look at all what Air India was running at a huge loss all these years, and there seems to be a bias towards the former Air India management team and the Air Asia team overriding the Air India Express as well as the Vistara. So this problem is not going to end overnight. I can tell you it will blow up again unless the management, top management, wakes up and holds people accountable, not just the cabin crew who took part in the strike, but I think the people who created this, like those labor commissioners were talking about sitting across a table and it was finished fast. But if you see your program yesterday, two things worried me. Mm-hmm. One is the grievance of the cabin crew who were complaining about one of the management people commenting about their dark skin and also about their height and things like that. You know, people have forgotten what happened to the Air India Express crash in Mangalore. You know, humiliation is one thing which is one of the biggest hurdles in safety. The captain of that Air India Express crash was humiliated by the head of safety in Air India. And that is why he went for that smooth landing. The report, of course, covered it up. But that was one of the major contributing factors. By humiliating a staff, you don't win anything. And if I was Air India management now, I would sack the guy who made those comments. After all, many of them have complained about him and they've taken no action against him. So solving this issue just overnight and saying that they're going to be accountable, the people who have to be accountable are the management personnel who did not see this coming. You know, they were arrogant, if you ask me. And the same thing is happening with Air India. So that is why you had the Vistara strike or a disturbance a few months back. Now you're having Air India Express.
Right.
So don't think it has been resolved. It's going to be a major issue unless they wake up.
Nidhi Chapikar, you know, I mean, a lot of people would suggest that there has been obviously a change in working culture. From those who were in the old Air India Express, which was a government entity, a certain structure, salary, accountability, and now, you know, the Tatas who are fairly ruthless in terms of their operations, their expectations, their salary structure, their accountability, the work hours, the leaves, all of that. It's a private sector organization like any number of other private sector organizations. Do you believe that this also has to do with ex-government workers not being able to adjust to the new reality of a corporate workplace?
Yes, Vishnu, I truly agree with the statement you've made, because if you are so particular about, you know, just being on that same route, you know, following the same procedure, having said that the same phenomena of being, you know, worked in an government entity. So, you know, the change is always... it comes with a, you say, drawback sometimes. You are not able to catch up with that, because corporate, definitely they would want, you know, the results faster. The changes are not to be accepted by the crew. Definitely the salary structure, your position, everything, you know, it's just, you go haywire. And it's not very easy to adapt to the culture. And because of that, definitely the differences, they grew up. Because I felt, you know, I was reading your NDTV report of what you had said, that, you know, there were airline crew who put a remark that, you know, we were so entitled for this a particular position. We had cleared everything. We are falling into the same space. But why we've not been given, it's, we have to understand that, you know, when some change comes, it definitely gets you something good, and definitely it gets you something, you know, where you have to leave it. So this is what I feel, is that we need to adapt to that culture change, and sitting, you know, round across the table, we need to figure out what is the problem, why are we, you know, having this, and sort out. Because definitely, as the other person had said, that it's a country name which is involved. It's an airline name which is involved. It is definitely to something to do with the crew. And if the crew are not happy, they will definitely not be able to, you know, perform the special task of safety on board. So sure, definitely the culture makes a lot of a difference.
Sanjay, you know, it seems that none of the rail issues which the cabin crew were looking to have addressed, whether it was, you know, their salary, whether it was a host of other issues, are really being addressed. What has happened is they went on their strike, they were terminated, and now they've been taken back into the airline. But in terms of what they felt needs to be addressed, there isn't anything to suggest in very specific terms that any of that is being met.
Vishnu, you're quite right in a way. This is a classic, you know, HR trap, so to speak. I've been at the receiving end of many years of industrial relations issues. You know, you start a problem and then you create a second problem. You're busy firefighting that one and then you forget about the original one. That being said, I think in the third paragraph, if you look at the letter, mm-hmm, the CLC makes some mention. Other issues will be discussed at the next meeting on the 28th of May, 2024.
The Chief Labour Commissioner,
Sorry?
The Chief Labour Commissioner, the CLC.
The Chief Labour Commissioner, CLC. Yeah. So what will happen is that whatever they have discussed, it may take 1 month, it may take 6 months, but it will be discussed. And, you know, they may fall on the side of the crew. They may, you know, the management may decide not to. And whatever is not resolved will end up in a failure of conciliation and go to the tribunal or whichever forum it needs to go. And that's how industrial relations is managed. you have a dialogue. At least the good thing is both are talking to each other, and that's the most beautiful thing. Another point, you know, which Captain Mohan pointed out, and Nidhi also pointed, you know, Captain Mohan pointed out on this part of complexion and language. I just want to direct everybody's attention. Air India Express was started in 2005 primarily because the people of the south of India felt disenfranchised, allegedly, because their own people were not flying them to the Gulf stations. And therefore, we got, you know, the government recruited people on contract from the south of India and all over India later to speak, whether it's Tamil, Malayalam, Kannada, Telugu, all these languages, with labor class who were traveling to the Gulf. So, you know, for somebody now, if it is as true, I don't think it is true, but if it is as alleged as complexion or accent, I think that's a misnomer and must be corrected. The second thing is, yes, it is, you know, everybody has to change. I agree with Nidhi completely there. Even the crew who've gone on sick or who've protested will understand that we need to change with the times. And it's happening across the world. You have to, you know, thrive to survive. And for that, there has to be some flexibility.
Nidhi, you know, this is an issue when it comes to the weight of cabin crew, their appearance, their height, and their complexion. This is a constant problem we've had in Indian aviation for years and years. It's not just about, you know, what is allegedly happening in Air India. It's true of all airlines. It's been a problem. You know, isn't it time that somebody legislates something to ensure that you cannot be hiring people on the basis of how they look? The only factor needs to be safety, right? If a person who's recruited can ensure the safety of passengers around them, then that is the basis on which they're hired.
I completely agree with you, Vishnu. And we have norms, like DGCA, they do have the norm that, you know, your height minimum should be 5.2. You know, you have to be, you know, under the scale or weight or medical you go through. Basically, the want is that you should be medically fit to perform the duties on flight. It's nothing. It's everything is to do with your intelligence. I totally disagree with the complexion, because I've seen myself, people, those who are of, you know, little darker shade than me, they are there. It's all about how you handle, because they give you situations when you are being selected, interviewed. It's their group discussions on how intelligently you answer, or, you know, you come to the conclusion of it. And definitely because of that, and then you do have your safety and, you know, service, all the arenas you have to, you know, pass through. And I don't think this is a problem. We are doing much, much, much better than before, I believe.
All right. Captain Mohan Ranganathan, do you believe that, you know, we need to look at these issues as well when it comes to cabin crew? Because we have come with information which suggests that, you know, there are very serious allegations which have been raised by some cabin crew that they've been mistreated by airlines on the basis of their appearance.
That's a very serious issue, because right from my Indian Airlines days, I've come across comments like this. It happened on one of my flights when one of the Delhi-based cabin crew came in and told me, "One Dhotiwala wants to see you." And I immediately understood, because it was my uncle, Justice Krishna. So I went back, saw him. I never go back to meet anyone when I'm operating a flight. And when I came back, I blasted. I've never used strong language against women, but she felt the full blast of my anger. And when I landed back in Chennai, I called up the director of operations, and I had her blacklisted from operating to Madras base, you know, which is a price flight for the Delhi base cabin crew. You know, the only way to treat this kind of arrogance is to put them down. And if this is happening in 2024 in Air India Express, it's a very serious issue. And the HR and the management have to come down hard on that. They should not allow, because this is a safety issue. Because someone who is humiliated will be more worried about reacting to that than to safety of the passengers. That is something that Air India has to address very urgently.
Sanjay Lazar, is this entire chapter with the Tata's foray into civil aviation entirely sorted out? The entire human resource aspect of the larger Tata Group of working on airlines, you know, has seen so many problems. We've seen problems with Vistara. We've seen problems with Air India Express now. Do you, and also Air India at so many levels? Do you see this being a larger concern, which might still be problematic?
Vishnu, you know, I've said this before. I think yesterday on your show as well. You know, we've studied mergers around the world, and in any merger, you will expect some kind of rumbling. There are, you know, some lose on, you know, what you lose on the swing, you gain on the roundabouts. There will always be up and down. We saw it in the Air India, Indian Airlines merger. We saw it in the Vayudut, Indian Airlines merger. We saw it in Jet, Sahara. So this will be a concern. HR in airlines is far more important than in most other, you know, industries. The simple reason is it's a people business. And we are dealing with, you know, cabin crew deal with passengers day in, day out. Ground staff and traffic deal with your passengers. The pilots are looking after hundreds and thousands of passengers. So it's a human business. And you've got to deal with your humans, you know, in a humane way. I'm certain that, you know, a lot of lessons will be learned, not only from the Vistara and this instance. And going forward, you know, we'll have, you know, there are professionals from the aviation industry who are currently, who I saw actually representing today in today's meeting, you know, from the signature sheet, and who I have personally dealt with for 20, 30 years. So I know they're capable of dealing with that. You need strong hands. HR needs to be the strongest cog in the wheel, according to me, to prevent the apple cart from falling over. If you don't have a strong aviation-based HR, you are going to fall off the wheel every single time. And I hope that, you know, this is a thing in the past and we can go ahead with, you know, the merger of these four airlines, because this Air India Group, whom, you know, which I've been passionately involved with, has to compete with IndiGo inside India and has to compete with the Emirates, the Qatars, the Singapores, everyone. India is booming. Our aviation market is growing. So we need to do this.
Look, I'd like to thank you all very much for being with us. Fortunately, in just 2 days, this entire crisis appears to be over. Those terminated cabin crew members have now been brought back or are being brought back immediately into Air India Express. And they say they're going to try and work through some of the other issues.